This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 268 for Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Hey, Brian, do you have a joke for me?
I do have a joke for you.
Is it any good?
It's a great joke.
Can I get that in writing?
What's the difference between a cat and a comma?
Two letters?
A cat has claws at the end of its paws. A comma is a pause at the end of a clause.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Little grammar
little
humor.
Little cat humor. We win the internet today.
Can you win the internet? Do you get an award for that?
I think so. I think it comes in.
Like a little badge you put on your site down next to your social media icons? Look
Thanks
for the grammar
us.
Humor badge coming to a website near you. That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah. I like cats. I like grammar.
Yeah,
I'm good.
There you go. All right.
I had a really awesome week last week.
Why? Because I was gone?
Because I got to sleep in my own bed all week. It was so awesome. Brian went to Chicago without me.
Yes. Anyway, we'll get to that in a little bit. You're jumping the gun.
I know. We just have to share.
We have some new cool things to talk about.
I know. These are cool.
It's not first on the list.
Oh, my God. I don't do well following orders. All right. So what do we have to talk about? Go.
KWZ Inc.'s
yes.
in the house. So look, honey.
Oh, nice. Honey.
60 mil bottles.
These are great.
65 different colors.
That's a lot. Poor Kim is hating us right now for doing the swabbing and the putting it up on the site. I do like the bottle. I like that it's got a wider
mouth. It's nice wide. Yep.
There, you know, sometimes you get bottles, and this is not a fancy bottle. Sometimes you get fancy bottles, but they've got a really small mouth, or it's tippy or whatever. These are a nice, solid.
Yeah. Nice, solid glass bottle. Yep. Made in Poland.
Gummy Berry.
Yeah, and they have some fun names, too. So I pulled a couple of them up. Gummy Berry, I mean, what's not to like about that? Warsaw Dreaming.
Okay.
Baltic Memories is just a nice blue-black. Rotten Green.
As in, like, bad?
It's a crazy name. Thief's Red. That's kind of
cool.
Fun, yeah. Walk Over Vistula, Grapefruit, you know.
I like
so,
that.
And some good colors. And Iron Gall. So we've
Iron
got
Gall.
Some Iron
I'm
Gall
excited
in the lineup.
About those.
That green number one is nice. It's a nice-looking color.
I think you should put it in a pen.
Well, maybe.
I have so many inks.
Gummy Berry looks nice, though. I like the Iron Gall version of the Gummy Berry. It's like a dark purple. So.
Yeah, Mandarin.
But decent bottle, nice wide mouth. You can stick a big 149, a King of Pen, something like that in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I really like the bottle a lot. And the label is nice and easy to read. I feel like
it's got a little swab
like
on
a
it.
Commercial.
And they're handmade name labels. The name is actually printed on there.
But I like the label where you can actually read it. To me, that's nice. We're excited to have those in.
Nice handwriting. So.
Yeah, super excited to have more ink to play with. You know, we're kind of rethinking our ink a little bit. We've had options. To do other inks, and there was a point where I think we had more than anybody, darn close to it, but we're really trying to focus, I think, a little bit more and pare that down just a hair. There are some inks that we've stopped carrying or we're no longer going to carry just for assorted reasons, and it's focusing a little bit more on what customers want, what works, what sells, things like that.
Yeah, we don't have to have everything. I don't have to have the largest ink selection. I just want the best.
Exactly. So I was waiting for you to say, I don't need to have everything, and then I was going to extrapolate that onto pens and watches.
No, I'm usually pretty careful about how I choose those words. Anyway, so KWZ Ink, Queasy.
Gorgeous stuff.
And I do believe are they going to be at the St. Louis Pen Show, did I hear? Or they're doing a St. Louis?
They're doing a St. Louis specific color, yes. Okay. Yes.
So that'll be cool.
Ann and Dave had gone to Poland to meet, and they negotiated a special color, which is really cool.
So awesome. So,
and, you know, St. Louis is
coming up,
and it's really shaping up. There's a couple parties we're going to, so it'll be fun.
Awesome.
All right, what else?
This I'm kind of excited about, I hate to admit.
I'm going to let you do this. I've always admitted, confessed, whatever, acknowledged that I like ballpoints and rollerballs. You, however, do not. But
I'm not a ballpoint guy. I'm not a rollerball guy, but Lamy Lux ballpoints and rollerballs. You know, the ballpoint, it's a very well-designed ballpoint. I like cap-actuated or button-actuated ballpoints, one-handed operation, and that's what this is. And plus, it's got this little rubber.
It's just fun.
It's just little compression on there.
Jason's going to hate that.
It's a nice looking ballpoint. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Then they also make matching rollerballs. So if you have the Lux fountain pen, you can have your matching rose gold rollerball.
I like them. I like them a lot. We got them for Chicago and for Appleton as well. But
they started out first in Chicago. So,
yes.
Because we have this gorgeous, gorgeous Lamy Lux display. You got to see it.
It's so cool.
Houses all the containers, and it's
really awesome.
It's very modern. But Lux ballpoints and rollerballs, all four colors in both ballpoint and rollerball. So those are new, and I'm excited to have them.
Yeah. We've gotten in. So. There's another pen that's new.
What's new?
Well, we got the
Chicago, Retro 51 Chicago came in, so that's good.
That's awesome. So anyone who did a pre-order, the guys have been working on shipping those out for the last few days. We do have some in Chicago at the store and here in Appleton and online. And these are not numbered, and these are not limited. So this will be an ongoing thing.
Yep. So and this is a nice ballpoint.
Yeah? You can click it like I did?
I click it. Yep. But it's got the same transparent section. It's got that, you know, that faceted section, just like the anyway.
So that you can hold your ballpoint the correct way.
Yes, you can hold it the correct way.
What else is new? We've been gone.
So I was in Chicago all last week, pretty much.
Most of last week.
Opening week went very well.
Yes.
So we're officially open 10 to 6, 7 days a week.
Actually, we need more help. We're hiring for part-time. Call me.
So it's it's been very busy.
It has. We need part-time.
When it's busy in there, it's very busy. So it's good to see people coming in. Thanks for stopping in and saying hi. We will be there sporadically from here on out, so don't expect to see us there.
Give a shout-out to Terry.
Shout-out to Terry. We have a couple events planned. May 7th, right after the Chicago Pen Show, on that Monday at the Pen Show, we're having Michael Hujara from Kohl's of London is coming in. We'll do a Visconti event. We're going to talk Visconti all day.
Drool-worthy pens. Stop on in.
It's going to be fun. So that's going on. I'm sure there's lots of new stuff coming out this year from Visconti, so.
Yes. And Michael will have come straight from the Chicago Pen Show, so he will be stocked with all sorts of cool stuff, some of which we already have in the store. Some of it is product that we won't carry. So here's your chance to either
More limited edition stuff.
Drool over it or pick one up while he's there.
And we're also, in June, we've got
Pilot Miki,
and are we doing David Oscarson at the same time?
Yes.
Are we working on that?
Yes, David said yes.
Do we have a date
for
that? Are we going to tell the people what the date is?
It's the week before the St. Louis show. It's the, do you have a calendar?
I don't have a calendar.
It's the 22nd and 23rd, I believe, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, okay.
Yep. And if you're there, we'll be there. Say hi and happy birthday to Brian.
Oh.
It's the week before your birthday.
Early birthday, I guess. So, does that mean you get a pen then? Well,
no. Yes, maybe. I'm working on something really, really special.
So that'll be fun. Pilot Namiki event. and David Oscarson, which is going to be fantastic. If you haven't seen his pens, and yes, the rollerballs start at like a very high number, but you have to check them out.
They're like Fabergé eggs,
yeah.
Only pens. And
he gorgeous.
Is the nicest man on the planet. Mm-hmm. One of a very, very dear friend of ours.
Yep. So you don't get a chance to see them very often. So, you know, even if you're not interested in buying, you have to check them out because they're really cool.
Yeah. You'll never see anything else like it.
Yeah.
And all those gorgeous Namikis. It's mm-hmm. going to be awesome to see what John brings.
Let's see if we can get some more information on the 100th anniversary because we're getting close.
Yep.
We're getting close. Can't guarantee it. But
we're in the process of scheduling other events, and they will be throughout May, June, July, maybe even into August. We'll see.
Yeah, as they come around. So, you know, we've got other vendors lined up that we want to bring in, you know, day, 2 day, whatever, and it'll be a good time. So, keep an update. We've got a newsletter, special newsletter just for Chicago for
yes.
events and things like that. So we have that. You can sign up for that on the website. What else is coming up this week?
Oh my
we're
God!
We're leaving very soon. The Atlanta Pen Show, really the first part of spring, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. We consider this to be the beginning of spring, even though my mother's birthday is officially the first day of spring. We leave here, and it's sometimes we have snow, sometimes it's still kind of gray and yucky. But the further south we go, of course, you get more and more green.
It's
we get
green,
to Atlanta,
yeah.
We're peeling off layers, it's warmer. And then we come home and it's really kind of, that's the beginning of spring. And then after the Chicago Pen Show is when we take the storm windows off the house. So that really kind of finishes the beginning of spring.
We got another month yet, so. But Atlanta Pen Show, of course, it's run by Jimmy Dolev and Suzanne,
his daughter.
Fantastic show.
And Janice's wife,
and Janice,
the whole family.
Yep,
it's definitely family run. Sherry Potter's been with them for decades, so it's really well organized. They know what they're doing.
There's some good vintage. There's some good modern. Really a good show, and I think the hotel's in a nice place.
It is.
So if you're in the area, if you're within 2 hours, 3 hours, definitely try to make it down there. It's a good show.
There's a barbecue Friday night. We're sponsoring that.
Yeah, the barbecue's great, and especially if the weather's nice, it's so nice to sit outside on the patio, and they're cooking up hot dogs and burgers and drinks.
Last year was entertaining.
So it's always a good time if the weather's good, and we're sponsoring that again this year. So
yes,
awesome.
Which means we get first in line.
We should.
I hope so, because the food goes fast. But
it does,
really well done. Three ballrooms, one sort of big one. We're in the medium-sized room, and then I think there's a small one across the hall. But lots of great stuff going on. I know they've got activities at night and
a lot of the usual
door
suspects.
Prizes. Yep.
And now there's going to be that massage.
Oh, yes. Year. Yes. Charlie will be there doing chair massages. She is fantastic.
In case you need a massage halfway through. And they're fairly reasonable, too.
Yes.
I may get one this year.
Ooh. All right. So. I think I bought you one last year.
You bought me one a couple years ago, yeah.
Awesome. I'm so nice to you. No, Charlie's great. And then we get home from Atlanta that Monday, and then Thursday we leave to go to Long Island. You know, Long Island is busy. It's a 2-day show. It's at Hofstra. They definitely work hard to bring the people through the door. My only regret this year is it's back-to-back
after
Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's just hard since we drive. But Terry and Mike and their wives do a good job of bringing people through the door. After they renovated the Hofstra Student Union,
it's nice.
It's one of the brightest
ballrooms on the circuit.
Yes.
And it's very easy to, you know, sometimes you go to these hotels and the ballrooms, they're very dimly lit. It's hard to see the pen, especially if you're looking at vintage. It's hard to, you know, you want to inspect for cracks and other damage and you want to see color. And it's really hard to do. At Hofstra, man, that light is really, really nice and bright. It's very easy to see things.
It's a great room.
It is nice, yeah. And they have a new floor, so it's pretty decent to stand on. But they have all the cookies and candies right in front of our
cookies.
Table.
on one table and then the ink testing on another table right in front of us. Mm-hmm. So we get the best of both worlds. Happy, excited people right in front of us and cookies we can't eat.
And the coffee's right at the end,
yes,
of the, at
yes,
the end of the table. So
we're going to see Dan probably.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of good friends that are going to come, and it's just going to be, it'll be tiring, it'll be exhausting, because then we come back from Long Island and then
coffee.
We're going to Chicago for a couple of days.
Yes.
And then coming back, so.
And then the Chicago show.
The Chicago show is the next week.
And then you're home for a week, and then you leave for a week, and
April, May is very busy, but before you know it, it'll be June.
And July, we are planning a trip.
Yes.
We're not going to say where, but we're actually, like, last year we took a vacation in July, and I kind of liked it. So we might do it again this year.
Yeah, and we won't say, but there's a little surprise that's going to come out of the Long Island Pen Show. We can't say what it is.
God, I'm so excited.
But just stay tuned. In a couple of weeks, we've got a really, really awesome thing happening. So,
yeah.
What else?
We've got a new staff member here in Appleton. We are looking for part-time sales help in Chicago. So if you're interested, email careers@andersonpens.com for more information. But you have to have retail experience, and fountain pen experience is really pretty important.
Pretty necessary.
Other than that, the staff down in Chicago is...
doing a great job, doing a bang-up job.
Having fun.
Yep.
Great, great group of people down there.
It's a really, really good-looking space. Every day there's new stuff coming in. We had a whole skit of Claire Fontaine and Rodeo show up. It's just the stuff coming in every day. So
Brian did have a little drama.
I had drama?
You did.
What was that?
The Starbucks blonde machine
wasn't
working.
It was down for like a week.
We were down there the week before.
It's literally right across from the store. It couldn't be any more convenient.
No, it couldn't.
I know, it's completely first world
problem. So for 2 days, the espresso machine was broken. How can you only have one? And then... finally, that got fixed, but then the machine that brews the blonde coffee was broken. And then we came home, and then Brian went back down, and the blonde machine was still broken.
They finally
These
fixed it.
These people
like,
need to get their
I think
act
they fixed
together.
It on Wednesday. They got it fixed by Wednesday.
Yeah,
so.
There are other Starbucks, obviously, within like a two-block radius, but this one's right across, right out the door.
Yep.
So.
I mean, you can see it. You can see it from the window. Anyway.
I had
first world problems,
hot,
I know.
Fresh coffee of our own every day,
yes,
in my own house.
It wasn't blonde espresso. So.
No, but it was home.
Anyway, anything else? Yeah, Chicago Retro's in. Good looking pen, real good looking pen. So if you haven't grabbed one, it's...
trying to think. You know, we've, while training our new inventory person, we're letting go of a lot of the ordering and things. Like, I don't even know what's coming in anymore. I think we've got some other new stuff coming, don't we?
There'll be some new paper products coming in.
Oh, yes.
Within about a week or so. We'll have those on the mailer, and we'll talk about them here. That's actually just being ordered as we speak, so that's great.
That's right. And we've kind of neglected the... outlet a little bit, so we're going to be putting some more things in there.
Yeah, there's a couple things we think that are just, you know, kind of slow movers. People aren't loving as much.
Love.
Yep. So
it's time to let go of some of that stuff.
Let go of those things.
So check out
a little spring cleaning, as it were.
Ooh, I did a lot of that while you were gone. Don't look in your drawers and pen chest. So.
All right.
That's it. We need to get on the road.
I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. See us in Atlanta this weekend. And tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Are we going to do a podcast next
week?
We
are going to try to do a podcast next week.
Maybe on Tuesday.
There we go.
There we go. All right.